Namaste. This is Subbalakshmi Kumar welcoming you to day 2 of FIM, the 5 days introduction to meditation and mindfulness program conducted by bellthemind.com. Yesterday you learned to observe your body, and if you keep practicing it, you'll not only become aware of what your body is trying to tell, but also be able to sift what is real and what isn't. Today we are going to do an exercise to explore our emotions. Emotions like fear, excitement, grief, anger, and disgust are useful to avoid situations that are unpleasant and enjoy pleasant situations. But we must remember that these were designed for events and situations in the hunter-gatherer days, when at every nook and corner there was danger prowling, and survival amongst all these dangers was primary. So we'll see that sometimes our fear or anxiety or even excitement may not necessarily be good for us. For example, fear about the virus spread, making us panic and taking drastic steps, may not necessarily be good for us. Instead, understanding the situation calmly and acting with our rational mind is what is required today. So let us do this simple exercise to become aware of our emotions. We are not our emotions. We need to become aware of our emotions. Let us begin by finding a posture that is relaxed and alert. You may sit on the floor, on a mat, or on a chair. Take a deep breath in through the nose and blow out through the mouth. Take a deep breath in and blow out. Again, now close your eyes and let your breath come back to its normal rhythm. Pay attention to how the body moves in response to the breath. The chest, the shoulders, the abdomen. Let us reflect on this sentence. Today, I focus my attention on my emotions. My body helps me understand the intensity of my emotions. Now bring your mind to recent events. Think about what is happening and what exactly are we all afraid of. Observe your fear. Imagine the worst if you must. What is it that can happen? Now observe your body. Where in the body are you feeling the fear? Is your heart thumping? Is your breath fast? Are your hands trembling? Is your stomach churning? Does your fear give rise to anger? Does your fear give rise to excitement? Notice the sensations and the breath and reflect with curiosity and without judging. If you get lost in thought, come back and rest your attention now on the breath. Check the breath. There is no right or wrong way to breathe. You just need to pay attention to the breath. Is it fast? Is it slow? Is it shallow? Is it deep? Is it warm? Is it cold? That's all you have to observe. When your mind gets lost in thought, bring it back gently to the breath. The moment you realize that the mind is lost is a moment of realization. Just bring it gently back to the breath. Come back to your breath. Are your thoughts telling you things that is making you more scared? Or have your thoughts taken you away somewhere else? Focus on your breath for a few more seconds. When you realize that you get emotional, whether it is fear, whether it is anger, whether it is excitement, try and bring your attention to your breath and see how the body moves in sync with it. Whenever panic arises, bring your attention to your breath. Calmly observe how the whole body moves along with the breath. Now say in your mind, today I focus my attention on my emotions. My body helps me understand the intensity of my emotions. Now take a deep breath and when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Look around you. Become aware of your surroundings. What you see, hear, and feel. Sometimes when emotions overcome you, you fail to observe things that are right in front of you. You need to think rationally. Think about things you can do to help yourself. Think about things that are not in your control. Do those things that are in your control and let go of the rest. You can try the above exercise with excitement or anger or grief. Congratulations for doing this exercise. Give yourself a nice pat on the back. Stay safe. Stay sane wherever you are. And stay connected in a more humane way. Have a great day. Namaste.